The looming housing crisis dominated discussions today between York Region and the province about possible changes to the region's governance structure. Politicians from York and Bradford West Gwillimbury addressed what they felt were the strengths and weaknesses of regional government, as well as shared ideas for housing solutions, as part of a series of public hearings on regional governance review in Vaughan January 17. Markham Mayor Frank Scarpitti called for a major change, standing by his June proclamation that York should become one, single-tier city, with all 9 lower-tier municipalities united. If you want to bring about the most effective change, consolidation is needed, Scarpitti said, noting that the municipalities and region currently have 10 planning departments, 10 roads departments, 10 corporate communications departments and more. Streamlined governance in York Region will reduce costs, increase service levels and lower taxes, he said. The province's Standing Committee on Heritage, Infrastructure and Cultural Policy is holding hearings across Ontario. The province recently backtracked on its decision to dissolve Peel Region last year, but at the time it had prompted Vaughan Mayor Stephen Del Duca to call for Vaughan's independence and Scarpitti to seek amalgamation. Del Duca did not refer to Vaughan's independence in his remarks to the committee today, but said significant change should be explored to ensure young Ontarians can afford homes in the future. The gravity of the crisis we face requires that we leave no stone unturned as we modernize a governance structure that was made several decades ago, Del Duca said. We will not get a second chance to get this right. He recommended measures such as keeping planning strictly on the lower tier level, allowing municipalities capable of it to take over regional roads, and creating a corporation to oversee the construction of water and wastewater infrastructure in bigger regions. Bradford West Gwillimbury Mayor James Leduc also suggested changes to regional governance. While he complimented Simcoe County, he said its structure now has its issues due to his municipality's urbanization. With all 16 of Simcoe's lower-tier municipalities having 2 seats at the county table, plus participation from the separated cities of Barrie and Orillia, he said there should be a change to make it more representative of the population, as well as perhaps the county governing differently in its south end versus the north. The 2-tier system of governance remains the best approach, he said, but added that one approach does not necessarily fit all. Regional officials defended the role of the 2-tier governance system. York Chief Executive Officer and Chairman Wayne Emerson said residents are largely happy with the services they receive from the region and York is committed to efficient service delivery. We have a strong track record that demonstrates we not only know that it works, but we know how to make it work with our 2-tier government system, Emerson said. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor did not speak at the meeting, but submitted written comments. He said it is positive that the province does not seem to be inclined to make major changes after backtracking on dissolving Peel. Spending time, energy and resources over multiple years planning and implementing changes to municipal governments, changes that history has shown to be ineffective, would only be a distraction that we cannot afford at this time, he said. He is open to change to improve service delivery, but it would take careful consideration, he said. That said, if we are serious about fixing the housing crisis, that is where we need to focus right now. It is too big a challenge and governance reform will distract all of us, Taylor said. Housing at issue. Emerson raised sticking points for municipalities regarding the loss of development charges needed to help build infrastructure. He also mentioned issues with the progress of sewage improvements York requires for growth, with the province choosing expansion of a Peel facility over the region's preferred northern solution that it had pushed for about a decade without getting provincial approval. I'm asking the province of Ontario for $1 billion. That's how much more it's going to cost me to go south, rather than go to Lake Simcoe, Emerson said. Every time there's a delay, it costs us, and we're not going to get it done. Scarpitti said municipalities need significantly more funding as a whole, adding that if the province expects municipalities to double the rate at which they are building housing, there needs to be more funding all around to maintain services on top of building out new infrastructure. NDP Niagara Centre MPP Jeff Birch asked about the concept of a use-it-or-lose-it policy when it comes to housing approvals, with municipalities raising concerns about developers getting approvals but not building. The idea got support from municipal representatives. If we're going to the trouble to hurry up and your application is approved, then you need to put your skin in the game that you're actually going to build it, Richmond Hill Mayor David West said. Birch also pushed back on Scarpitti's idea of cost savings through municipal amalgamation, saying years of studies have found that amalgamations do not necessarily lead to savings. The committee will hold one more hearing in Kitchener January 18 before wrapping up the series of hearings. Newmarket Aurora MPP Dawn Gallagher Murphy serves on the committee. Following the meeting, she said the committee will prepare a report over the next several weeks highlighting the feedback received. After that, it could go before the provincial legislature, possibly in late March. Gallagher Murphy said it was positive to hear from political leaders on issues like intensification, as well as sewage infrastructure. What I'd really like to know is how fast we get that water and wastewater infrastructure done. Can they meet their housing targets still within the 10 years, she said. That's something further we need to discuss with our municipal partners. Newmarket Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg attended the hearing and spoke positively about the dialogue. He added that although infrastructure is an issue, getting affordable housing on the market goes beyond that. It's very good, he said. This is a grown-up conversation. It's not my press release versus your press release. Everybody wants more housing. There are some things we need that are holding us back.